No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. This is one of the most requested podcasts of all time in our short history. The motherfucking Knight Lavelle podcast. How you doing, bro?
Let's fucking get it.
Let's get it. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Happy to be here.
Just out here in LA. How long are you here for?
We leave tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to go to Michigan.
And you were out here to do what, like two shows?
I had a show in Santa Ana.
Right.
Yesterday. No. 2 days ago, I had a show in Santa Ana, and yesterday was LA.
Right. So. And so how were they?
Santa Ana was fucking lit. LA was lit. I did not know that many kids would come out to Santa Ana.
You still are kind of in that state where you like don't believe that you're popular yet.
Exactly. But yeah, it was crazy. Like it was crazy.
But you play at home a lot?
Yeah, I mean like I try not to do it too much because then you like kind of get played out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I try to space them out like a good, I don't know, months type of shit, but yeah.
And I understand that you were taking in Fairfax today for the first time and that you were very excited about it.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool out there. I bought these Supreme pants.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much you spent on those?
Like,
can you stand up so I can see them?
128.
Oh, that doesn't really sound that expensive compared to a lot of shit.
Those look sick. If they were over like $200, I wouldn't have bought them, so.
Right. Well, that's good. At least you're not like losing your mind yet.
Exactly.
You know, so the reason why I have been listening to you for like over a year is because my roommate is this pro BMX rider named Brandon Began, and he was always listening to you for like fucking ever since that first tape came out.
Yeah.
So he always just had me fucking clued in, but I never actually watched your interviews or had any idea what you would be like as a person.
That's because
like
I had
last
none.
Night.
Oh, I had so like you no, didn't have I maybe had like one interview maybe that's somewhere on the internet, but I really did not do interviews.
Yeah. Well, you did one in Moscow, which I thought was kind of funny.
That's like one of the only. I'm pretty sure that's the only one I have up. Really? If I'm not mistaken.
There's one other one too.
I don't even know.
How the fuck did you end up in Moscow, by the way?
I don't know. They just fuck with the music out there, bro.
They love the dark shit.
It's sick. Yeah. I almost sold out like a 500, 600 cap venue. It was fucked,
really?
Bro. Yeah.
Yo, yeah, because it's bad. Like, all the fucking Russian kids are bugging me about, like, Bones,
yeah.
Xavier,
they just,
you.
I feel like what it is with them, they just, like, they just genuinely love music. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? So they're just, like, good fans. Like,
right.
They fuck with whoever comes from America.
I think it's the fact that like a lot of the beats that you and some of the guys who sort of are in your category rap over sort of like express what it's like to be a Russian.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bleak place.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that's true.
It's not like an optimistic place. Like not many people there are like thinking about the fucking great things that are
to
come.
Yeah. It's a very different place.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So let's talk about Ottawa.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. So I've been around Canada a bunch, but I never really spent much time out there.
No one knows about Ottawa. Like, where'd you go when you came
to? I grew up in, like, the Boston area, so going to Montreal all the time.
Okay.
And then I've been to Toronto a bunch of times.
Yeah, Ottawa's, like, we neighbor Toronto. We neighbor Montreal. Montreal's, like, 2 hours away. Toronto's, like, 4.
Right. Nicole was just telling me it's, what, like, a two-hour drive?
Yeah. So, like, it's the capital of Canada. I mean, like, no one really knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like a government type of city. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, no one... my whole mission is to kind of make Ottawa into something it like no one ever really wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the thing about Ottawa is back in the like few years ago, artists that are born in Ottawa, I guess they felt that they don't have enough things to make them kind of have like a chance in the music industry. So what they do is they like move to Toronto or even some of them move to the States to go to New York.
But even Toronto being relevant is so new.
Exactly.
You know?
But like even like, so with the internet now, like you really don't have to do that type of shit.
Right.
So my whole thing is like the kids in the city, they just want someone to look up to. I want to be like the only one that stays in Ottawa and kind of puts Ottawa on, because if no one does that, then the city just stays in the same place like forever. And that's what everyone's been doing.
So what do you love about Ottawa so much that makes you want to be that dude who's putting on for it?
I don't know. It's just like, it's where I'm from for one. And like the kids just love, like they just love, they show love all the time.
So you felt you've always been getting love out there. A lot of times people act like they don't really get love until they start to blow up.
I mean, yeah, there's love, but like, I guess obviously like as much love there is, hate comes with it,
right?
And shit like that. But yeah, there's a lot of love. Like, there's a lot of love for me in Ottawa. It's crazy.
Do you feel like you were getting recognition there before you started blowing up online? Because you just took over like a fucking tidal wave doing numbers online.
No,
right.
Not at all. Like okay. When I dropped Concept Vague,
right?
I dropped that, and people in Ottawa, like a few people knew me, like maybe like a 1-2 person in my high school or something.
Okay.
But like I only started getting recognition in Ottawa like a year after that came out, which makes no sense.
And
but
what was it related to?
I have no idea.
Really?
Like, yeah. It just started happening.
So you put this project online, let's actually go a little bit back before that. Like, how did that project come about? Like, when did you start rapping and what was the idea?
So,
and
like,
by the way, shout out to Mr. Pizza, because that's where you just went.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Pizza. So I started making beats in 2013 mm-hmm. on my laptop. So I started making beats. I put those out. That's when I started making friends with all the people I kind of know today.
So it was KLNV was the name?
Yeah, that was okay. A lot of people want to know about that shit. So right, my producing name was KLNV. So I started making beats. I'd put the beats out, and then I'd send beats to like Chris Travis and stuff like that. He still uses some of my beats.
What was the one song that was a big hit though?
Memphis to LA, I think. Right, yeah, okay, that one. Yeah, that's one what really like made people start to hear me and stuff.
And so you were what, just like a fan of Chris Travis? So yeah. You just started sending it. And how'd you get on his radar?
I don't know. The funny thing is, I did not send him that beat. He just took it off SoundCloud.
Really?
And then he followed me. But I was already following him. But I never sent him a beat. He just took that off SoundCloud, used it. And ever since then, he just told me to send him more beats and stuff.
But so you were just like a fan of that whole like scene. Who else were you listening to at that time?
Him, team, like Bones, Xavier, everyone pretty much. Like right. I was listening to everyone in that scene.
But so was that like a certain point where you got into that? Were you like listening to, you know, radio rap before that? Or what?
I mean, like, yeah, but I was more into like the underground stuff.
But how'd you like get turned on to that? Like what kind of music were you listening to when you were really young?
I have no idea. Like I think it like has to do with when I was producing, the friends like I made kind of like brought me into that type of
But
audience.
How'd you get into like producing those kind of beats? Like what like do you remember when you got turned on to it? Were you just like an internet kid that this stuff just made perfect sense to you? Like
yeah, I just started making those types of beats.
Where were you hanging out online when you were young though?
I just played video games. Like that's all I did when I was young. Like,
what'd you play?
Call of Duty. Nice. I played every Call of Duty, like COD 4, Modern Warfare 2, Black Ops, Black Ops 2. Like, I had everything. And I was more Call of Duty kid.
Are you saying that Seshala Waterboys are like a soundtrack to the Call of Duty online community?
yeah, you can say that for sure.
Right.
Call of Duty kids love to edit to Seshala Waterboys
really?
Songs. Yes.
Wow, that's crazy.
And my songs. It's sick. Some people find it annoying. Like, there's some fans that'll be like, yo, stop using the songs in Call of Duty edits. But, I mean, it just gets us more exposure.
You know who PewDiePie is, right?
The
Some huge YouTuber. Yeah. He was listening to a fucking like random Mike Bones song in one of his videos the other day. He's got like 40 million subscribers. Yeah. Like it's kind of, I don't know. It's like little by little. They're like weird things. Like you know that Denzel Curry sample that they always use in memes.
Yeah.
Like, just weird shit like that where you see like the underground like trickling into like internet culture. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So you're like a Call of Duty kid. But what kind of kid are you like in high school?
I was the quiet, shy, like to myself, hated school presentations, like that type of kid that just left school like early, didn't hang out. Like I was always home.
Right.
I didn't go out. I just stayed to myself.
So you didn't like have that many friends or whatever? You just kind of
just like a couple, but I wasn't that like popular, talkative, like type of guy.
So how'd you start making beats? Like
I was always into music, but one summer I was like, why not try to make music myself if I like it so much?
Right.
And then I just made my first beat, put it up, and ever since then.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, all right, let's talk about the transition into rap. And were you putting out stuff before you put out that first tape?
Yeah. I mean, so from beats, I started like, I always wanted to rap, but right. I never had the confidence to for some reason. I don't know. But one day I remember I came back from school. I wrote Dark Light in English class.
Right. You were saying this.
Yeah. So I came home from school and I had this like USB mic and I just recorded it right there. Sent it to like some of my friends. I said it was sick. Sent it to my dad. He said it was sick. Made the video the next day and just dropped it.
Right.
And then ever since that, that's literally how it happened.
But Dark Light's a weird one because you said that it was almost like your idea when you were putting together the lyrics was just sort of, you were just mixing words together.
Yeah.
You weren't really going for any specific topic.
Yeah. The thing about, I think like the reason I named the album Concept Vague is because like, I feel like since I was such like a to myself type of kid, I don't really have a particular like story kind of thing.
Right.
So it was just about making music, like a sound for people to hear.
Right.
And like in the past years, I think with my new tape, I had more of a story to tell.
Okay.
So yeah, it was just growth. Like,
well, see, that's really interesting because a lot of times like high level like music critics or whatever, they talk about like the voice as instrument in the sense that like, you know, even somebody like Lil B, a lot of times when he'd be like rattling on and on over a beat, it's like you'd get the feeling like, oh, this isn't really, I'm not meant to be thinking about exactly what he's saying.
Exactly.
This is just meant to like sound good over it.
And exactly. That's my biggest thing. Like I don't like when people criticize like lyrics and stuff. Like good music is good music. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's just like if you like to hear that, like what's the problem?
Do you feel like it was almost like your music was more accessible because you were just sort of stringing different words together instead of telling an exact story?
It wasn't like like channeling into one type of audience, like right. it just appealed to so many people. And I guess I never thought of that.
A lot of times, like with rap too, it's like sometimes the problem with a rapper can be like, oh, he's not believable.
Yeah.
But when you're sort of being more vague, like that is really interesting with the exactly. album title concept, vague.
And yeah.
So talk about this progression though with the new tape. Like, do you feel like you're telling stories directly about yourself?
Yeah, or? I feel like. So ever since I dropped Concept Vague, I feel like since then I've gone through some stuff. I'm not going to say like I went through like a whole bunch of, but I feel like I have some type like more of a story. So that's what I implemented into the new album.
Well, you're becoming much more well known. All of a sudden, you know, people yeah. want stuff from you and yeah. shit like that. Is that
that
kind of
and like just growing up in general, like getting older, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, just general topics.
Yeah. Just getting to travel and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that weird for you though? The fact that people treat you different now?
I mean like... I mean, it's expected, but
right.
I don't really associate with too many people anyway, so it doesn't really get to me in that way because right. I'm not around like a whole bunch of people to notice who's changing and mm-hmm. you know what I mean. So
are you still like so you want to be a big supporter of the local scene? Like, are you still like really involved with a lot of like local acts and stuff?
Or in like Ottawa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I want, like, I feel like with what I'm doing, I want kids to feel like they can do it too, because no one's really thinking they can do that. Right. I guess till now, because I'm starting to do it, but yeah, I just want people to think they can do what I can do.
Right.
So
very interesting. So can we talk about like the actual creative process, like when you go in the booth or like how you actually put your music together? And also, do you produce a lot of your own stuff still?
I find I produce less now because like it's more like, I have less time for one, and like it's more of, I don't know, my creative process just changed. Like before, it was kind of like I had so much like free time, I just make beats, but now like I have to focus on this and planning this, so it's more of like a writing thing. But I still produce sometimes. Like producing's my first love, like hands down.
Right.
But yeah.
Is it weird rapping over your own beats? Or
nah.
It's the same experience.
No, of course. Yeah. Nice. Always. It'll always be that.
Right. Yeah. Do you still like get a kick out of like producing for other people?
Yeah, of course. Of course. All the time. I send Chris Travis beats all the time. Still like in his DMs, I'm like, bro, use this. And he's like, all right, bet.
Damn, that's crazy. So he's still like one of your favorites?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. He always supported me. Like, yeah, that's my bro.
Damn, that's fucking badass.
Yeah.
But are you in the booth like all the time, or are you more of like a quality?
I feel like quantity? With me, like there'll be times like sometimes there's months where I don't record. Like I'll go 3 months without recording, and then I'll go like 2 months recording a whole album. Like it's never like a consistent, like I have to have some kind of inspiration.
Right.
So I'll take like a break and then like record like 6 songs in like a week or something.
But during that 3 months that you might take off, is that like, are you worried during that time period? Like, oh, maybe I'm not going to come back from this.
Sometimes I like tell myself that, but I don't know. Like I feel like, I don't want to force myself to, you know what I mean? Just because I'm thinking, I'd rather it like let it come. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to force myself to make a song. That's when it's like,
but it's garbage. Weird too when you're a rapper, because it's like, you can't put on a new song every day.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
People will
get
sick of you so exactly. fucking fast. Yeah. It's like, you have 100%. To find your way to go about that. What else do you like have in your life? Do you have like hobbies, or like, are you not in, I don't know.
I just like to have fun. Like apart from the music stuff, I just like to have fun. I like to go out, like, have fun with my friends, like meet new people. Yeah.
Right. What? So you just like go out a lot? You're not even old enough to go to a bar.
I mean,
not here. There you are. You're right.
I mean, I go out, like, not, I don't party all the time, but I like to be out and,
right.
Yeah. Enjoy the days and shit.
Do you just go out and like, just like hang out around the city
a
lot?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Do you get fucked up? I can't really tell.
I mean, yeah, if I really want to, I will, but I try to like stay away from that, because that's what kind of, that'll make you like lose yourself really quick. But I right. can though. I can. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting that you know that like a lot of people do kind of lose their creative energy, I feel like, through drugs and alcohol and stuff. Yeah. But wait, so are you not like a everyday weed smoker?
Like? I don't smoke. I mean, I've tried it, but I can't, like, it just makes me paranoid as fuck. And I just can't do that.
Okay.
I can drink though.
Yeah.
I drink a lot.
Drink a lot?
Yeah.
Really?
On certain occasions.
Right. What would be like an example of an occasion?
Like, I don't know, like typical holidays. It's just like with me, I tend to go too hard on that one day.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Are you like a bad drunk or something?
No, I'm not bad, but I just lose myself completely
right.
if I go really hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, see, I mean, there's certain guys that just like really shouldn't drink because
yeah.
they're fucking assholes.
No, I'm not rude or anything.
Yeah, I'm like
but
a
I'm just...
goofy, like cuddly drunk. Yeah. Like, I'm like putting my arm around my friends like, this guy's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot safer.
Yeah.
You know who you put me onto is fucking 50 grand.
50 grand is the homie.
Yeah.
And the story behind 50 grand is what I find makes 50 grand so appealing.
Right. And yeah. So I had no fucking clue about this until I heard you name drop him in a fucking song.
Yeah, yeah.
So born a woman, transition. But did you know him when he was still a woman? Or?
Yeah. Okay. When we, well, I think I met 50 when he was in the transition.
Right.
I kind of think. Because he had songs with like Bones and stuff before I even, you know what I mean?
And when I was looking at his Twitter, there was a comment where somebody said like, oh, I thought you were a girl when I heard you on that Bones song. Yeah. And he said, so did I.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I saw that a few days ago. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, 50's cool. 50's cool.
Right. But so that's really interesting though that you would kind of like say that you're so inspired by somebody coming out in that way. Like you seem like you're just like a super open-minded person when it comes to like alternate lifestyles and
stuff.
You always been that way? It was like did your parents raise you like that?
Yeah. Right. I mean, like my mom was never the type, like she always told me to stay open-minded. Like mm-hmm. I feel like with 50 in particular, like because of what he went through, like the story is just so much like better. You know what I mean? So that like in a sense makes the music better. So it's like you can't like limit yourself to judging people and stuff. You can't do that.
Totally. Like, you have gay friends that, like, you fucking have seen be kind of discriminated against, or?
Yeah, but I don't discriminate.
No,
but
yeah.
I have, yeah, of course, I have gay friends. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy
to
because I feel like the whole trans conversation is, like, it hasn't really happened in hip-hop so much, you know? Like, it just hasn't really...
I feel like people are scared to talk about that.
Yeah, and we're just now getting to the point where there's sort of, like, openly, like, lesbian female rappers, which is like that's almost brand new too. Young exactly. MA, shout out to her. But it's just like weird and pathetic that it's even considered that out of the ordinary, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. What about this one skit where the girl's talking about DMT? And I realize I'm going like super out of order here, but I was just like very confused about that, and I was wondering, had you ever done DMT before?
No, to be honest, I'm confused about that too. But that was one of my old friends that was talking some like dumb shit, and I figured record it and put it in like an interlude as a funny, like everyone's asking me about that.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah, she was just talking shit.
You haven't done DMT yet?
No.
See, I watched like this documentary about it. It seems really interesting, but I never did it. Yeah.
All those types of shit just scare me. Like, nah, I'll stick to alcohol.
So not acid and mushrooms?
No.
Those aren't in your future? You're not like, trying to give that a shot?
Fuck no. Hell no. That's not me at all.
It is scary stuff. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. You got to be careful.
Nah, hell no.
So also earlier I was reading like your lyrics on fucking Rap Genius. Is it weird for you? Do you read your own lyrics that like people come up with? Because I think they get them wrong a bunch of times.
Yeah, I mean, I do. It's funny sometimes what they come up with, but... And then, like, I'll check, like, a month later, and then it's, like, corrected.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like most of the songs are corrected. Some of them are still wrong to this day.
Yeah, but sometimes they're wrong, and then other times they have meanings that I'm like, I don't know if I really believe this
I read
this
some
meaning.
Of the meanings, too, and I'm like, I wasn't even thinking that, but okay, yeah.
But that's kind of, like, a whole thing, being, like, a rapper, is that I feel like you have all these other people, like, overthinking your stuff that... In a lot of ways, sort of like comes off the top of your head, or like you don't put that much thought into it. It's just how you're feeling.
In a sense,
that's
a good thing because it helps your fans like interpret your music in a different way. Like,
right.
Each person interprets it like differently. So
I think I'm like, really fascinated by the concept of you sort of like embracing like being vague because I think that does make like people can kind of take what they want
exactly
from your music in a weird
exactly.
way. But so are you a writer or do you ever freestyle?
I can freestyle, but like I feel like it doesn't, like there's no, I'd rather tell like a set type of story. Like freestyling is just like rapping. Like I don't want to just rap. Like I want to write a story type of thing. So yeah, I've never freestyled on a track or anything. That's just not.
Really? See, a lot of people do though, you know, and it's like there were times where I was kind of wondering like this sort of feels like a little bit like it's like by the seat of his pants, like, you know, but I was wondering,
Yeah. I don't know, like whoever, like. Freestyling's cool and all, but I'd rather like make kind of like a movie in sound type of shit. Like, you know what I mean? I don't want to just like tell like a random like off the top of my head thought. That doesn't make sense to me.
What do you think is like the progression between like your first tape and your second tape? Like what has changed about you besides from just the fact that your lyrics are like more specific and you're talking about things more?
I think that's the main like in. Like, for the most part, everything's the same. I feel like, I'm just more, like, grown up now, mature. I have more to talk about. I'm more specific on my topics. Other than that, it's basically the same, like, same thing.
Was your initial boost, like, SoundCloud-based, do you feel like?
Yeah.
Where it just because SoundCloud just does such a good job of like getting people to listen to new stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. 100%.
And it just started to just pour, like just the support just went crazy.
100%.
What was like your perspective on that? Because you're just some kid essentially at this point, and you're just watching it blow up. Like
on like, what was my perception on SoundCloud? Like,
yeah, just watching like, or even with YouTube too, like just seeing your music just hit with such a huge crowd. Like it must have been the fucking most unreal experience.
I was oblivious to all of that. Like I didn't even take in like what the impact I had on people. Like I just put it out and kind of just kept making music and ignored all the like statistic shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. So you had a beat drama with Soulja Boy. Can we talk about this?
Okay. So when I was, when I was KLMV, so I made a beat, I made a remix. I made a remix to a Weeknd song.
Okay.
I put it on YouTube.
Are you a Weeknd fan?
Yeah. I mean, I don't listen to him all the time, but yeah, of course, yeah.
To an extent.
I made this Weeknd remix to Live For, I think, an old song he made. So I made the Weeknd remix. Put it on YouTube. I came home one day, and my mentions on Twitter were like blowing up. They're like, bro, check out this link. Like, your song's on iCandy. So I'm like, wait, what the fuck is iCandy? So do you know what iCandy is? Like on WorldStar? Like,
yeah.
It's like this video of a whole bunch of girls shaking their ass and shit, right?
Videos. Exactly. I don't really click those, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, well, I clicked it. And I watched the whole video, of course.
Right.
And then, so an hour after that, people were telling me that Soulja Boy used my beat. So I'm getting like, in my head, like he obviously found the beat from the iCandy video. Like,
right.
So he followed me on Twitter, used the beat, like didn't even credit me at the time, followed me on Twitter, posted it. So I thought he was going to like at least give me some type of like recognition.
You're
like,
about to get the SODMG, you know, I mean? Yeah, tattoo.
Exactly, like something like that, something like that. So he followed me everything, like it was, people were talking about it, and then he just unfollowed me. Like I'm pretty sure he might have deleted the song, but he just like unfollowed me and like forgot about the, like it's not that serious now, but at the time I'm like, bro, like you could have at least like hit me up and told me something.
Right. Well, or, like, was this like your first interaction with anybody like famous?
Yeah. So
at
it was
all?
Like serious to me. Like I couldn't be messed up. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but yeah, that's that story.
Man,
that's that story.
Soulja Boy, savage as fuck right there, just messing with this producer kid's head.
He just took my shit.
Could he patch it up with you now if he hit you up? Would you be like,
I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care now. Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Not the type to hold a grudge?
Exactly. That was like 2 years, 3 years ago. Like,
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't care now.
So you seem like such like a friendly, nice guy in person or on camera or whatever, but like, so can you talk about the fact that you sort of let this whole other side of you out musically?
I feel like with music, it's kind of like letting out what I don't talk about in person. Like there's a whole side of me that I just want people to hear through music. Like I don't like to talk about it in person.
Right.
Everyone asks that, but yeah, that's the whole thing with that.
Right.
It's just it's a different side for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. What else we got here? Like I don't know. I one thing I really liked about you in this one interview, you were talking about how you wear the fucking pink nail polish. You have that on right now?
No, I don't have pink nail polish on right now. But yeah, I have before, of course.
But so what's like the mindset between doing something like that? You just like kind of enjoy pissing people off?
Yeah. Yeah, I just do whatever the fuck I want. I don't care who gets mad at me wearing pink nail polish, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It looks cool. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like my fans fuck with that shit too, because they like to do whatever the fuck they want. So it's like, it's appealing to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of open.
It's kind of like the old heads that don't fuck with that because they don't like seeing that type of shit. Like rappers aren't supposed to be wearing nail polish and shit like that.
Right. Do you feel like kind of like, do you ever get that kind of vibe from like older rap heads in the Canadian scene?
Of course.
Really?
And being like the Canadian scene makes it worse because the older heads, on top of being older heads, aren't exposed to as much like as like Americans are music wise. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. Like so they have no idea what music you listen to.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just tougher in general. But I mean, I don't even pay attention. I can't say it's tougher because I don't pay attention to that shit.
Right.
But yeah, I don't even. That's bullshit.
I mean, you probably got like a lot of like real nerdy ass dudes out there who just cannot like, they don't understand like the context that like your music exists in.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking. Well, hey. Fuck old people. Old people sweat.
For real.
But how do you feel when you see like some shit come out with like Yachty and he's saying like, I never heard Tupac. I couldn't name five Biggie songs. Like, do you feel
who cares? Like, you know what I mean? Like Yachty, like he makes good music. Like he makes good music. He's making money. He has fans. Like, I don't understand why it should be a thing of what kind of music you grew up listening to and who you know and what they, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that has nothing to do with making good music. Like,
right.
You know
what I mean? And I mean, like, Tupac died, like, when Yachty was born.
Yeah.
That was just like 20 years
ago. So it's not something he should just know everything about. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it would be cool if he knew about it. Like, yeah, if he just so happened to know about it, that's cool. You know, it's on like the radio, whatever.
That's not like, yeah, you don't sign up for music and have to check off, like, I know this about this.
Exactly. Like, expecting kids to just like memorize 20 years worth of rap history.
Exactly.
Not to mention that, like, all these dudes who are standing so hard for Tupac and shit, it's like, it's not like they know every rap song from the 80s.
Facts.
You know? Like,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, I grew up on Tupac and shit, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of crazy to see like this. I feel like there's almost like a war in fucking rap now between like the old guys and the young kids.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like coming out more.
Yeah. I don't know. These old, like, it's cool to see when some of the old guys actually understand like, right, what the younger kids are trying to do, and that, right, it has nothing to do with like who you know and what you talk about and shit like that.
Yeah.
That's when I feel like once that becomes more like a like popular thing, once all the old heads start realizing that it has nothing to do with that, then we actually like, there's no more of that confliction and shit.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll start progressing.
Well, but it's good too, because I feel like young dudes like you, it's like you obviously just don't give a fuck about what some like lyrical miracle
gives a shit.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, bro.
But no, so how much do you interact with your fans? Like, are you the kind of guy who's like always like on Twitter responding to people?
I interact more now. Mm-hmm. Before I was kind of like, I kind of had that whole like mysterious type of thing. Like, I didn't talk a lot, I didn't tweet a lot.
Right.
But I feel like now it's just fun. Like, mm-hmm, they're the reason you got here in the first place. Why not kind of interact with them? Like,
right.
Yeah.
So that's interesting though. Did you feel like you sort of had to keep up this like image of you being like super, super dark and mysterious at a certain point?
I feel like, to me, like that whole mysterious dark thing comes in the shows,
yeah,
type of thing. But when it comes to social media, like, you, right, that doesn't really, like, I interact with my fans. But when it comes to shows, I try to keep that whole like mysterious aesthetic,
right,
to my shit.
Yeah, like you listen to Insane Clown Posse?
No, you probably shouldn't.
But like a lot of this, well, I was gonna say that like I've seen pictures of them without their face paint on, mm-hmm, and it's just like, holy fuck, that's so crazy to think that they're just regular guys.
Everyone has their own shit. They do, everyone.
But a lot of like metal bands and shit too, though. Like they have like white fucking face paint on. They, yeah, got the fake, yeah, blood dripping, exactly, off them. But then like when you hear them like talking in between songs, in between screaming their fucking guts out,
yeah,
they're just like, oh hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're literally like being an artist is like putting on like you're acting a part. You feel, mm-hmm, me? Like, you gotta act a part when you're on stage, and that's your job, like to put on a show.
Do you love playing live?
Yeah, of course.
Like, how do you get yourself in that mentality? Like, do you have to get angry before you go out and play? Do you get into a mind state?
Nah, it's just about feeling the fans' energy and then them like knowing that they support you and like what you're putting your heart in. Like, that alone, just that's what makes a show great.
Right.
Yeah.
And just having that experience, getting to connect with them and stuff.
Exactly.
Have you been on tour a lot besides like going to Russia? Or?
No, I went on a European tour last year. There was some like, I went to France, London, the Russian dates, Germany.
How'd you like that? Was that your first time going over there?
Yeah, my first time going on tour, and it was in Europe. It was a learning experience. Like, some of the places were weird. Some of the places were racist as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to deal with that.
Poland was racist as fuck.
Poland is a fucked up place.
Germany's,
wow,
just
really
weird as fuck, dark. And like, we went to Leipzig, Germany.
Tell me about Polish racism. That sounds fucking scary.
I mean, like
it's a bunch
not,
of like Nazis and shit.
It's not
there.
No like straight up like coming up to me and saying racist shit. It's kind of like the vibe.
Yeah.
Like when you land in the airport, everyone's just looking at you like you're some kind of like alien or some shit.
Right.
But yeah, I thought Russia would be like that, but it's really not. It's just Poland.
Really?
Poland is just fucked.
When I went to Russia, I felt like the vibe towards the one black guy that we were with was like, it wasn't like racism. It was just, they were like in awe. Like,
yeah,
they'd never seen a black dude before.
Exactly.
They didn't know what the fuck,
yeah,
to think.
Exactly.
You know, and that is like a weird thing because it's not them being racist.
Yeah.
It's just them not knowing fucking anything.
Yeah, exactly, you know? Exactly, yeah.
But so, all right, so which was your favorite countries out of the whole European thing?
Russia, 100%.
Really?
Well, Russia.
What, is it because of this girl that you kept tagging?
No.
Like, what the fuck? You snapped right there.
It was definitely, I mean, like, that was low-key a part of it.
Did
but
you fall in love out there? Explain
this
to me.
I did not fall in love out there, bro.
You fucked
I
up
went,
you should have fallen in
love. I went there to put on a good show for the fans, and that was my main focus, and then we left Russia.
Okay. And it was, what, how long were you there?
We were there for 2 days. We had, the first show was in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
And next day Moscow? We went to Moscow. Yeah. Moscow was lit.
Which one did you like more?
So Moscow, 100%.
Really? Why? Yeah. It's more like a party,
more
like
people,
atmosphere?
More people, more, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Bigger venue, like,
yeah.
It's just a better show overall.
That's dope. You didn't try the crocodile?
What's crocodile?
It's like crystal meth out there, but it's like supercharged. So like it'll like kill you. Like it's like this whole like epidemic out there.
I still just stuck to the alcohol side of things.
Yo, but they go hard with the fucking alcohol, right?
Oh yeah, they drink vodka like water, bro. Like,
oh my god, the kids will be trying to make you take shots all the time.
And they're the vodka's extra cheap. Mm. You could buy it at corner stores. Like it's extra cheap. Like
yeah, like and actually, if you go to the club, buying beers is more expensive than buying a bottle. Like you could buy a bottle and just chug it with your friends, and that's actually the cheaper version, which is weird in America, but buying bottles is the flex.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you sure you didn't fall in love in Russia?
I'm positive. I'm positive, bro. I did not fall in love in Russia.
Good. Do you have a relationship that you're in? You talk about like fucking other people's bitches a lot and stuff.
I don't. I'm currently not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Nah.
But have you been in the past?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What?
I mean, I had to get out of that shit because
you're famous now.
It's too much. It's too much on your head. Like I don't enjoy that.
Right.
Right now, at least, like I have other stuff to worry about.
You're like a free spirit in that sense.
Yeah. When I'm older and I can settle down, then. But now it's just I can't.
Do you consider yourself like a player in any way?
Nah. I'm not a jerk. I'm not a
sensitive guy.
Nah, I'm not a jerk. But I just had to remove myself from the situation in the most polite way possible. I'm not a jerk or anything.
Nah, you're not a jerk.
Nah.
No, of course not. So you don't think you'll ever leave Canada? This is interesting to me. Could you ever see yourself, like, say you're hugely successful. Could you imagine yourself, like, having a place in L.A.?
Yeah,
having a
of
place
course.
Somewhere
yeah, yeah.
else,
I can
too?
Have a place. But I feel like I always want to, I mean, like, I might, like, if I were to buy a place in L.A. and live there for a certain amount of time, like, it's not that I might leave Canada, but I'll always, like, refer to my, like, hometown as Ottawa. You know what I mean? Like, spiritually, I'm always in Ottawa. Right. I'll never claim I'm from anywhere else because that shit's just corny.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. It's terrible.
It's fucked.
So this is, like, a terribly cliche question, but, like, are you trying to be the Drake for your city? Because, obviously, the Six God has, you know, promoted, like, whether you like him or not, however much you like him, he's taken Toronto under his wing and made it.
I mean, I can't say I'm trying to be the Drake because he's just on another like level up.
That,
like,
that is very
exactly. Yeah, but I mean, I'm trying to put Ottawa on. Like I can say that I'm trying to put Ottawa on for sure.
And just sort of like
internationally, like yeah,
hell yeah,
100%.
Well, that's it. You a Drake fan?
Yeah. Of course.
But you know what I was thinking about? It's like the people that he's put on are never rappers. They're always like singers.
Really?
Feel like Party Next Door, The Weeknd.
They're not really
like challenge. But and then Tory Lanez comes out and Drake and him hate each other.
I feel like he puts on a lot of Canadians and most like there's not too many Canadian rappers type shit. So
that's the problem.
Exactly.
I could totally. But Drake does this to people. Like, are you gonna be ready for it when he hits you up and he's like, "Yo, I'm getting on your song." It gives you the Maconan Tuesday effect. Are you ready?
He could do whatever the fuck he wants with my song. Yeah, that would be sick.
How are you going to react when you get that call?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. That would be crazy, though.
And what if his verse is whack? And you're scared to say, fucking, yo, your verse is whack. You can't tell Drizzy his verse is whack.
I wouldn't tell him. I let him do whatever he wants with it, bro.
Really? Can people get verses off you? You ever sell verses?
I never sell verses.
You're too rare for that?
No, it's not that I'm too rare for that. I just feel like I don't want to make music for. I don't want to sell a verse. Like I'd rather be kind of organic type of shit.
Well,
it could be anyone.
You seem like a real artist. Like you actually care about the art of music.
Yeah, of course.
Music,
of course.
Right?
Yeah. I'd rather just be organic and kind of talking, like meeting. I don't know, knowing the person at least, like, and then going from there.
Do you have like a sort of specific like video style? How did you sort of come up with that? Like your videos are very distinct.
Yeah, I mean, like the Dark Light video. I feel like with the Dark Light video and the Contraband video, it was like a big jump, so it kind of hit people like a wall.
Right.
The Dark Light video was shot with like an iPhone camera, simply because like that's all we had at the time.
Right.
And then the Contraband video. I've always wanted to make videos like that, but I just never really kind of like. Had the type of song to do that to. So yeah, I only have two videos out there, completely different, but the fans still fuck with it, so
Did anybody ever like sort of like, well, I know that your dad was this huge influence on you, but so did he, like, would you say he taught you how to put a song together in a way? Because when I hear your music, it feels like you actually like know how to do a chorus.
He just let me do whatever I want. Like he always just told me my shit was dope. That shit kept me going. Like he just let me do whatever I want.
Right.
Yeah. I'd listen to his songs and I kind of took like what he did with his songs, but he never specifically told me like do this or do that. Like he just told me it was dope. I just kept putting it out.
And so what was the kind of music that he was making and what was the kind of music he was playing around you as a kid?
Well, when like my mom and dad split up like kind of early.
Oh, okay.
So he lives in Toronto now.
All right.
And I was living with my mom. So I feel like inspiration-wise, soca music. Do you know soca music?
No.
My mom's from St. Lucia.
Okay.
So they listen to soca out there. It's like really upbeat and like hard type shit.
Right.
So I don't think I didn't take inspiration directly from the sound, but like the whole mentality like with soca music is that they make music and they don't really have much to make music with. You know
right.
what I mean? So
yeah.
that whole mentality with like starting from like nothing type shit.
Right.
Kind of, yeah.
So what does your dad think now when he sees your music, since it's obviously completely out of the lens of the stuff that you sort of grew up on?
He always tells me I'm just him in a better way.
Yeah. How so?
I don't know. He just tells me I'm like him. Like my dad's like young at heart. Like, you know what I mean? Like
okay.
as much like he's like 40 something now. But
he's single?
Yes.
So
right now.
He's
yeah.
probably young at heart. That's how you stay young at heart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, he always just like, he's really in tune to like the whole, like what I'm trying to do and stuff, and the whole change in generations and stuff like that. So yeah, he's a big supporter. Like, he's my biggest supporter.
Right.
Biggest supporter.
What about your mom?
My mom's a big supporter too, but I feel like because she supports me obviously, but my dad's more kind of like a specific supporter because he used to make music himself too.
He kind of gets
my
what
mom,
you're going
like
through
she'll just say like, yeah, that's cool. You know what I mean? But yeah,
right.
My dad's more like a into it type supporter.
Did you ever see this video that's on YouTube of like mom reacts to Night Lavelle?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Yo, she didn't have much to say. She was really freaked out by you saying the N-word a lot. That was like pretty much all she talked about.
She's freaked out by everyone saying the N-word a lot.
I'm like,
so I didn't even take it personal.
I'm like, that doesn't even stand out at all. That's
yeah.
like most.
I, yeah,
most
I don't even say
song.
It that much.
Yeah, not
to
more than
point,
the average,
you know
dude.
I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that. It was funny. I was laughing.
That
I was
kid
laughing.
Does a lot of fucking views on YouTube by doing
yeah.
those exact videos. It's pretty smart.
He's
to be
popular
honest.
Now. I still watch.
Bad for
videos.
His mom, yeah,
yeah. yeah.
I want to know what his mom thinks of like when I see like, oh, 21 Savage. I'm like, all right, I
yeah.
want to know what
yeah,
she thinks of him. Yeah,
yeah, he's a funny.
Shout out to that kid. I gave him a shout out one time, and then he left a comment like, are you talking shit about me?
Oh
and
my
I did,
god,
he didn't get it.
Was his name Cuff Boys or something? That, on, yeah,
yeah, that's the.
I still watch his videos. They're funny.
Shout out to those guys.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah. Man, I should just rip it off. I just make my mom watch some fucking 21 Savage or something. That's not the worst idea. Sorry to that kid
mom,
in advance.
That's what makes it funny because moms aren't gonna like this type of, like, you know what I mean?
What's the have you ever had like an old person like fan out on you super hard though?
There was a mom front row at the LA show yesterday.
Really?
I swear.
That was like really into it?
I swear. She was front row.
And she knew the words and shit?
Like, I don't know. But like, I wasn't really looking. I didn't notice until after when I saw the video, but she was front row with her son.
Wow.
Front row.
Or do you think that maybe she was like protecting him?
No, bro.
Oh.
No. Because she wanted like a picture after.
Right.
She was front row, like near the mosh and everything.
Right. But see, this is the thing, is that girls out here get pregnant so fucking young that there'll be like a 30-year-old mom at the show and like a 15-year-old daughter there too. And it's like, it doesn't seem that weird, you know?
She did, I don't know. She looked like maybe, yeah, she looked 30. Maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's a mom though, like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Now, there's a lot of moms out there.
Yeah.
Just low-key moms.
Yeah.
They keep it off Twitter because they don't want people to know. Something like that.
Facts.
You could be a dad and we wouldn't know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a dad.
We got dad hat.
I'm definitely not a dad. Hell
yeah.
No.
No, not yet?
Nah.
You were thinking about it?
Yeah, of course. It'd right. be cool to have a kid, but not now.
Not
like,
anytime
I'm,
soon,
nah,
please.
Nah,
yeah.
It's just too much. That's just such a big responsibility.
So are all these people here, is this your team? Who do you keep around you when you're on?
I'm always with this guy. This is my best friend. That's my blood brother.
Oh, the fucking
manager, Jesus my boy Christ. Right there, DJ right there, photographer right there.
Uh-huh.
These are all my homies.
Yeah.
This is Ottawa. Like, this is like a representation of Ottawa. Even though Jonathan's from Toronto,
right.
I still feel like he's part of the whole Ottawa movement. Because, oh, yeah.
For sure. Well, that's dope.
Yeah.
Hey, so where do you plan on, like, your career going for here? Do you have, like, bigger touring plans? Do you have new music in the works?
Yeah, I have new music. I feel like, I don't know, I'm just going with wherever, like, it takes me type of.
Right.
I don't want to set a goal, like,
right.
cause I feel like either if it doesn't happen, I'll be disappointed and then take that the wrong way. Or if it does happen, then I don't know. I'd rather just like see where it takes me.
Right.
It's like a whole like adventure type shit.
Do you have labels bugging you and shit though?
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, I used to be like against that whole thing.
About
like
being
labels,
signed or anything?
Yeah. But I mean, like, if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen. If
right.
it's not, it won't happen. Like,
but when they talk to you, do you sort of get the vibe that like they wouldn't give you the creative control that you'd need?
That and like the whole money talk just makes me cringe because I don't like to see numbers and all that. But
really,
yeah, it's just.
Are you monetizing out here though? Like, how's the
somewhat,
are you making
money? Somewhat.
You're not going super hard
shows,
with it though.
Shows right. Like iTunes,
but you could tour a lot more if you wanted to.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course, with more like planning and more like promo time. Yeah,
right.
Of course.
But I could totally see it from a label's perspective that they might be looking at you like, oh yeah, like we could definitely like turn this kid into a fucking.
That's their job. Yeah, of course. And I'm not bad. Like, if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm just going to let shit happen. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah. Nice. Who do you want to shout out? Is there anybody that has been crucial in your career that you need to show love to?
I don't know. Like, no one in particular. Shout out Chris Travis, obviously, for supporting me since day one.
Shout out
the whole Sesh Hollow Water Boys. Like, I feel like they've supported me. Like, Bones supported me from, like, day one. Like, yeah, everyone. Shout out to everyone. Shout out to my fans. Shout out to my parents for letting me be me and not doing that whole like you need to go to school type shit.
Right.
Shout out my main friends. Shout out everyone.
You know, that's one thing I like about you is that you're one of the only dudes that I've interviewed who I looked back into your Instagram and just saw the photo of the day that you graduated.
Yeah.
And that was when you weren't like super popular yet, right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool that I could look back like not that far and find like these like pivotal moments in your life.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
Because
I started like when I was in my last year of high school, so everything between that point is still there.
But so you never thought about going to college or anything?
I did, like, I mean, I feel like when I started making a little bit of money, it kind of slipped my mind.
Right.
And I still have the thought, like, shit, like, if I were to go back, what I'd go for.
Right.
But my mom's still, like, I'm lucky I have the type of, like, mom to just tell me, like, you really don't have to go to school type. I feel like a lot of moms, like, they try to force their kids to go to school and then... If you could, like, you could make more money doing this type shit than going to school. Like, it's whatever you love to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you had gone to college, what do you think you would have studied?
I don't know. Like, it would probably be some type of, like, design shit.
Right.
And or some video game development, because I was always into that. Something, like,
who are your favorite video game YouTubers?
They're, like, there's this guy. They're, I think, they don't make YouTube videos anymore, but there was this guy. His name was A. Moody Swede. Do you know him?
No.
He used to make YouTube videos and, like Call of Duty vlogs where he just like talk a whole bunch of shit while he's playing.
Right.
There was him. I used to watch like FaZe.
Right.
You know FaZe?
Yeah.
Like Trick Shots.
You
I used
know
to
Scarce?
Watch. Yeah, of course. Yeah. 100%.
For some reason, the fact that you know who Scarce is is funny.
100%.
The kids are going to love that too because they love when like the rap and the YouTube
worlds
collide.
Yeah, 100%. There was FaZe Temper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would watch FaZe Temper's vlogs all the time. So.
Right. Damn, that's so tight.
Yeah.
The Scarce shout out is so good. Fucking fat fuck in the flannel. No, I love him though, but every time I wear a flannel, people are like, yo, Adam's trying to be Scarce. He's trying to be Scarce. I'm like, fuck you guys. Like 80% of the people watching this have no idea who we're talking about.
I know.
All right, but yeah, yo, I'm fucking hyped that we finally got this interview done.
For real, bro.
I'm a big fan. Shout out to Brandon Began for playing your shit in his room for like a couple years and making me become a fan without even trying.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, at least, like, three or four instances where I was like, who is that? Who is that again?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But, yeah, man, like, good luck with the rest of your trip.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to see what you got coming, man.
Thank you, bro. Thank you so much. That.
Appreciate it, bro. No Jumper, check us out. YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Check out Night Lavelle on SoundCloud.
Gang in this bitch.
YouTube, Twitter, everything. You know what all the social media websites are. Thanks, man.
Gang in this bitch.
Peace. Easy.
That was awesome.
Guys, I really got to tell you, I'm very excited right now. Very excited. There's a lot going on in the world. There's this huge presidential election. There's a, you know, ISIS. There's a war going on in the Middle East, I'm told. But we're not here for all that. We're here for Nicki Minaj shaking her ass. Look at this. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.